that anatomy is destiny, that the neuronal connections in the brain are immutably fixed, was incorrect. Jak Panksepp, whose work has delineated the brain circuits that underlie nurturance, fear, rage, and rough-and-tumble play, was next. The final speaker that morning was Stephen Porges, who talked about the polyvagal theory of emotions. That lecture caused a fundamental shift in how I and many of my colleagues understand the work we do. Clinicians and researchers who deal with people with histories of chronic trauma are routinely confronted with fight, flight, or freeze reactions. Our patients, and occasionally colleagues, easily take offense, and they often disorganize their and our lives by becoming too angry, too ashamed, and too frozen. Minor irritations easily turn into catastrophes. Small failures of communication are difficult to gloss over and easily turn into dramatic interpersonal conflicts. The milk of human kindness, such an essential nutrient in making life bearable, all too often fails to have a significant impact on the despair, rage, and terror of people with histories of trauma and abandonment. When post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, first made it into the diagnostic manuals, we only focused on traumatic incidents like rape, assaults, or accidents to explain the origins of the emotional breakdowns in our patients. Gradually, we came to understand that the most severe dysregulation occurred in people who, as children, lacked a consistent caregiver. Emotional abuse, loss of caregivers, inconsistency, and chronic misattunement showed up as the principal contributors to a large variety of psychiatric problems. One of the most important discoveries in psychology, neuroscience, and psychiatry has been that failure in establishing secure early attachment bonds leads to a diminished capacity to regulate negative emotions. Harlow and his students were the first to show the devastating effects of abandonment and loss on affect regulation in non-human primates. Half a century of attachment research has shown that people learn to regulate their emotional arousal largely as a function of the capacity to establish physical and rhythmical attunement with important figures in their early caretaking environment. Attachment researchers, starting with John Bowlby, have long shown that the internal regulatory processes of an individual reflect to a large degree the attunement with external sources of regulation early in life. Having a history of chronic misattunement with one's caregivers predisposes people to have difficulties managing negative emotions later in life. Sadly, deficient affect regulation caused by early adverse experiences is compounded by the resulting off-putting behaviors in the face of stress, such as temper tantrums and emotional withdrawal. Dysregulated behavior alienates potential friends and patterns and interferes with being able to garner support and accumulate restorative experiences. Lack of affect regulation thus runs the danger of becoming a vicious cycle, where deficient self-control leads to abandonment, which in turn makes it even more difficult to regulate negative mood states. The problem does not end there, since routine psychiatric interventions are quite ineffective in helping people manage their emotions, and the best that medications generally can do is to dull emotional arousal of any kind, thereby robbing people of pleasure and of pain simultaneously. Traditional psychotherapies also do not offer much immediate relief, since being unable to manage emotional arousal interferes with being able to benefit from treatments such as cognitive behavioral therapy. Problems with affect regulation have pervasive effects on the development of mind and brain and lead to significant increases in the utilization of medical, correctional, social, and mental health services. Many problems of children and adults with histories of chronic trauma and neglect can be understood as efforts to minimize objective threat and to regulate their emotional distress, and hence they are liable to be labeled as oppositional, rebellious, unmotivated, and antisocial. Our study of patients with abuse and neglect histories was helped enormously by the developments in affective neuroscience, which clarified the underlying neurobiology of many problems seen in these patients. Particularly helpful was Panksepp's work that elucidated the brain structures and neural circuits involved in the basic emotional systems: seeking, rage, fear, lust, care, panic, and play. But understanding the limbic circuits of emotions still did not account for the precision.